Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting third. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lucrit Lau. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski juggles the ball. That's an error on Krahoski. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Avila trying to get to third. Wertz throws the ball into Stevens, who tags Avila for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krit Lau fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Krit Lau. Rosen moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Len Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards now playing right field. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia bunts towards the mound. Kritlau fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Lou Kritlau. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sievers moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers moves to third. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young moves to third. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lenhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kane now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dyke strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan scoops up the ball and tags Kane for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-3 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-3 in the game. Dobie hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards strikes out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.